With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Season 3, because we're going back in time. And this is episode 3, because we're just starting.
Alicia's really great at time.
Catch us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Please rate, subscribe, review. We haven't gotten a review in a while. And if you're going to write a 1-star, we'll keep it that way. But if you're going to give us 4 or 5 stars, you can write us a review. Thank you so much. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you listen to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Sometimes Peter and Christina like our photos, aka they're
one time
each once. We're going to see if we can make that more. And then join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Literally so fun. Should we talk about what you get if you join our Patreon?
Yeah, get through quick because our girl Craptastic requested one thing from you.
Craptastic blog. Okay, so okay, $1 a month. You will get access to our pre-shows, which are so much fun. Listen to what happened to me yesterday. It's a lot. Anyway, you also get access to any episodes that we record early. So right now we're still in 2020. The new year has not happened.
You are far into the future.
Yeah. Maybe you're vaccinated by now. Maybe COVID's a distant memory because this is March, right? Maybe I think people get vaccinated in March. That's what I'm hoping. So you could have listened to this in your boring COVID time, but you waited till you're vaccinated. Stupid. So now $2 a month, you get everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where we talk about spoilers for the episode because Meredith and I have obviously watched every episode of Vanderpump Rules. Even if we didn't, we would have totally binged because those are the people we are. So we're doing this spoiler free for people who maybe haven't seen it or are following along. I don't know how you watch one episode a week. It doesn't work for me like that. But if you want spoilers, it's $2 a month. For our after show. Also, we'll say your name on the podcast. We have 2 patrons. No one saw that one coming. So we have Jackie. Jackie's amazing. She was our first one. We love her. And then we also have Mariah, who's a close personal friend of mine, who's just such a freaking
friend
gem.
Of the show.
Friend of the show, Mariah.
Jackie is also a friend of the show because she's our shining star.
Mariah's better because no. Jackie's better. Sorry, Mariah. Nope, Jackie's way better because Jackie donates $5 a month. And for $5 a month, she gets access to everything we just said. Also, she gets to ask us any questions and interact with us for our after show. And we love talking to Jackie. She has chickens. It's super fun. And then you only get that if you're part of the Patreon. And then we also picked a patron of the episode, which is still Jackie because she's still donating the most and she's the only one that's donating anything.
She's our shining star.
She's a shining star. We love her.
Our Jackie of the episode.
I do want to mention that she did, thank God, change her donation from $50 because we are not worth $50. We are worth more, maybe 2 each, which comes to like $4. So $5 is
even
more much.
So round it up to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fine. But that's our Patreon. Oh, also, guys.
Oh, man.
Meredith and I are so busy. Listen, we, over COVID, we recorded a whole show on NYC Prep, a Bravo show that only lasted 1 season, for our new podcast that's going to come out called One Season Wonders. Get it? So we, on that show, we're going to do a show that only lasted for 1 season and then talk about it. And it's actually very entertaining. It was the greatest thing of our lives that we've ever done. And That's currently only available on our Patreon. We will eventually release it to the
public. Well, at this point, it's released on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, you guys get a little special treat
of NYC Prep.
Oh my God. The future is fucking crazy. So you are going to hear NYC Prep. It was legit.
It's above this episode or below. I don't really understand how time works on
the future. We don't know.
Well, but, like on like episode release. I don't know where it would sit, up or below this one, but
go look for this. Just go scrolling. Go find
it. It'll be a different image. So you'll notice it immediately.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Also, we're still very busy. So by this time, Summer House season 5 has aired on Bravo, on the Bravo channel. Meredith and I are doing Summer House season 5 on our Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun, because summer is a lot more fun than the December we're in right now.
Than this COVID winter.
Yeah, or your March. Hopefully summer's more fun in 2021. We don't know. You guys know better than we do, but go look for that. Summer is Fun, the Summer House podcast. I'm excited for Summer House too, but isn't a show about Summer House. This is a show on Vanderpump Rules season 3, episode 3.
Take a breath.
Craptastic vlog. How we doing? Did you time me?
Not great. Not great on this.
No, that was long. Well, we added 2 more podcasts I need to talk about. It's just so much. Okay. So now we can talk about the episode.
Tell me what happened last week.
Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Lisa Vanderpump is opening her new restaurant, Pump. Jax broke up with Carmen for Tiffany, and he doesn't understand why Carmen doesn't want to see him again. Kristen is spreading a rumor that Tom hooked up with a girl in Miami. There was a fight at Sheena's birthday party, and Lisa had a meeting about this fight. And this is where we pick up the episode. So there's 24 hours until the Pump opening, and we're having a fucking sir meeting about some stupid fight that should have never happened at Mixology. That's Robert Earl's restaurant. Ugh. So what happens? Tom Sandoval got suspended. Kristen got suspended. And James, the busboy, is fired. Get out of Pump, you guys. So Lisa goes up to Sandoval and is like, hey, I'm really disappointed in you. And he's like, yeah, I'm super ashamed.
I'm just so ashamed.
Sheena is back at Pump, though. She is going to help tonight at the grand opening party in the kitchen.
Yeah. Maybe it's this is night. Weird. Yeah. This is a weird job, I feel like, for Sheena, but whatever.
I feel like Lisa needs someone she can trust, and Sheena probably knows similar menu styles, you know, and like Sheena's gonna suck up. So Lisa could just be like, hey, Sheena, will you do this? And Sheena's the one that's gonna be like, yeah, no problemo. She should have asked Katie, though, because Katie's boyfriend will be working the event. So Katie would probably be happy to go there. I don't know.
There's a
hierarchy somewhere. Okay. So now we get James and Kristen on the street in front of Pump complaining to Lisa Vanderpump's son. I love how it's to Max. Like,
I know.
Poor Max deserves better.
But we do know that because Lisa told us at the reunion on season 2 that Max and James are friends.
Yeah. But like Lisa's Max's mom, you know, at the end of the day, and Max does stay true. He's basically like, well, you know, she did what she had to do. You should probably go talk to her and apologize.
Yes.
And James is like, I'll write a letter, which is a British thing. But Kristen,
I like the writing the letter comment. I feel like that does actually mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then Kristen basically thinks that all this is happening is because Lisa has a vendetta against her, which no one cares, Kristen.
No. Well, what's great is Kristen's like, I just want Tom out of my life. This is crazy. He started this fight, which is laughable to me because she's the one causing. Like, she's the one who, like, put the rock on the top of the mountain and was like, that's weird. It's just rolling down the hill.
I don't understand. This is not, you're not the victim. Like, I can't stress enough, Kristen, that you are not the victim in this whole situation. Ariana is. This poor bitch has no idea what the fuck's going on.
In a way, I don't even like, but Ariana doesn't make herself the victim. Like, she's like, yeah, I decided to date Tom. I chose this life.
James is kind of the victim because he's stuck with Kristen and no job.
Yeah, James is a victim, sort of Kristen's
of just Kristen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to Lux, where Stassi is meeting her dad, Mark, for lunch.
I love Mark because he already has a drink on his table ready.
Mark's never sober. We talk about how moving is so hard, and Stassi's done it twice in 6 months. And I get this. Moving sucks.
And so cross country? Yikes.
Twice. Yeah, that sucks. Stassi says, though, it feels good to be back because in New York, everyone's doing something, and all Stassi did was walk around and watch Food Network, which I agree. I think New York, everyone is always doing something, but also, Stassi, I couldn't last 6 months just walking around watching Food Network. I would also have to do something. I agree.
I think I would be a mix of these two things because it seems like Stassi was literally doing nothing in New York. I think, as a whole, like, kind of is go, 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 but
yeah. I don't want to offend anyone in California because I've only been there a handful of times, but the vibe I always get is it's very laid back, very like fun, chill.
Chilling.
I've been to New York a lot of times and that's very like, go, go, go. If you run into me, I'm knocking your ass down. And I think Chicago is like a nice middle, you know, like sometimes we're laid back, but other times we're super high strung. It just kind of depends.
It's like on the street, you're walking with purpose, but like you can go lay in a park or lay on the beach and just lay around and be.
Yeah.
Kind of like LA.
So I get it, Stassi, but also part of me hates
it. Let's get a job. You don't need to go, go, go. Just go.
Let's go a little bit. Just a little. But Stassi did learn how to cook. She put on some love pounds and she explored the city, which sounds fun. Mm-hmm. She feels really healthy and centered. And now she has to deal with unhealthy people, mainly Sheena. Sheena's the only name that's dropped. So I think there's some issues.
Which Mark does not understand, which I also don't understand. You don't work at Sir. Why are you engaging?
Because Sheena's talking shit on Twitter. Sheena says that Stassi's a terrible person and says really negative things. I don't know. To me, like, if you're going to bitch on Twitter, then like, whatever. You can unfollow her on Twitter.
Just let her fall off your back and think, like, what is it? Like, what's that saying where it's like, the like lions don't think about the opinions of sheep? It's something like that.
Yeah.
I always wonder why people, like, Stassi cares what Sheena thinks, and I don't understand why.
I don't either. And I'm always one of those people where if, like, we're not friends, I literally don't care what you think of me.
No.
It doesn't matter.
If I want to be your friend, I care what you think. Or if I am friends with you, I care what you think. Like, I think Sheena cares what Stassi thinks because she wants to be her friend. But I've never understood why Stassi cares what Sheena thinks.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think she talks a big game like, oh, I don't want to be friends with Sheena. But then she cares so much that I'm like, are you sure? Yeah. What's happening? But then Mark does mention that he knows Stassi, probably Mrs. Jax. And Stassi's like, no, we don't even mention his name. No. It's like Voldemort up in here. We don't even say it.
He who shall not be named.
I do love that Mark, though, says that Stassi got rid of a tick with that one.
Mark, honestly, Stassi's parents are I love when they're in town.
Ruthless.
They always bring it.
Speaking of ticks, we go to Jack's therapy session now. A lot has gone down. We talk about Tiffany and Carmen and the breakup with Carmen and how hard it was on Jax, even though he did the breaking up with.
He had to sit and eat that pizza alone.
Also, he has the Carmen tattoo and his therapist is like, what happens to you? Do you just leave your body when you make decisions? Which I don't know if this is a real therapist or not.
No,
now.
I think it is. I think she's like kind of joking and being like, what are you doing? Like, honestly, what are you doing?
Are you like drunk all the time? Yeah. What's happening?
Where's your decision-making skills?
Also, I love too that Jack says he's a people pleaser and he can't say no. And all I thought about was like, you didn't say no to Kristen. So I kind of believe it.
Yeah, I can kind of see this. Like, he cares a lot what everybody thinks. So he's just going to do whatever makes him look good in your eyes. And I think people probably think of a people pleaser in a different way, like kind of like a mom, like who cares a lot about what people think. But there are a lot of people pleasers out there. And think, he says and does anything to get attention. And that's in a way of him being an attention whore. But he like wants to be on everybody's good side. He doesn't.
Yes.
He wants to be top of mind in people. Like, he wants to be known in people's minds.
I think his problem is, though, he wants to be on everyone's good side, but then he does shit and doesn't think about anyone.
Yes.
Like, he only thinks about people when they're in his view. Otherwise, he's got blinders and has no idea who's
there. He's a people pleaser literally to whoever is in front of him.
Exactly.
Which is exactly how we got this Carmen tattoo.
Yeah, lots of lying and codependency issues on this one.
Yes, he's so codependent.
Oh my God, he's the most codependent person. Have we ever seen him single? Like, just like not even going on date. I know we saw him on a few dates. But like, have we ever seen him like just go out and not go home with anyone?
No, because either that or he was like, if he's technically been single, he's been like pining after Stassi.
He gives me anxiety. I think it's because we are so like independent and like anti-codependent. But he did. Okay. This is the best part. He reached out to Stassi via email and says he hopes to see her again.
I think this is hilarious. Because like, for a minute I was thinking like, oh, we have like flip phones or like, you know, like what kind of world are we living in? No, like we have iPhones.
We have iPhones. Yeah.
We have iPhones here in season three, like texting.
He's blocked. He's clearly blocked.
Oh, you're right.
He's blocked.
That's true. He had an email. How wild.
And he wants to build the trust back with Stassi. And I'm like, why? Why? There is no trust.
When he said the word trust, that's when I like realized, and the therapist says this, that like he still wants something between them.
Yeah, he's still into Stassi.
Because in friendships, there has to be some amount of trust, but like you can be in a friend group without really trusting that person.
Yeah. And they're not even friends. They're not even in a friend group. They don't run in the same circle as of right now. So like, there is no need for any kind of trust. Like we're off each other's radars so hard.
Like you do your thing. If we run into each other at the same event, we'll be cordial, but there does not need to be trust here.
We can even just ignore each other. I think that's the point we're at. Just like, we don't know each other right now.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Let's go to the liquid kitty. So James and Kristen are out on a date because they're not at work because they're both out of the job right now. James though is very nervous because he's got bills to pay for in his Beamer.
That car. I was thinking, wow, I wonder if he regrets buying that car now.
Yeah. And I love that Kristen really helps the situation, goes, if it helps, I'm screwed too. And it's like, well, Kristen, you're out of a job for 2 weeks and you've been on a Bravo TV show. Like,
need to one-up people. It's like, oh man, how am I supposed to pay my bills? And it's like, oh, I have bills.
I think Kristen forgot. She was on a successful Bravo show for 2 seasons and might have some money in like her back pocket. And James is actually a busboy. Like James is actually a whore, like a little busboy.
At this moment in time, is not reaping any benefits from being filmed right now.
Yeah. So then we find out Kristen may be in a little bit of financial trouble because she's paying Tom's cable and car insurance.
I don't fucking understand people. Meredith,
this is why we couldn't break up because we had the same fucking cable. Well, they were on the same phone bill. They're on the same cable. It's happening. It's
wild to me. I don't understand how this fucking happens.
These were our season 2 fears. They're coming to life.
Yeah, they're really manifesting right now because of this goddamn box.
So Kristen doesn't want to go to the apartment because of all the memories, but she's got to go get that shit to stop paying his cable.
Yep. And the remainder of her stuff. She's got some clothes there.
She's got some clothes. So Kristen texts Tom and is like, hey, I'm going to come over, get that cable box. I'm done paying $19.99 a month for your damn cable, bro.
Dude, and those things are expensive. Mine's like $30. Oh wait, that's my internet thing, but still.
I know it's expensive. I'm sure they're expensive.
I'm just saying, I get this.
But James is really over Tom and Kristen's relationship, and he's just waiting for Kristen to be over Tom and Kristen's relationship.
This is fucking sad. This is why they say, I think they always say like, you should, you divide your relationship, the amount of time you're in the relationship by half, and that's how long you should be alone. So like Kristen should be alone for 2.5 years because weren't they together for like 5 years?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I would say at least a year.
Have I been alone for too long?
No. Like we said, we're very independent. We don't have to pay for other people's cable boxes.
I only pay for my own fucking cable, and that's how it always will be. Thank you.
I don't even pay for my own car insurance. So, like, mom and dad, you're stuck with me forever. Bye.
Oh, my God. If my mom and dad ever tell me to get my own phone line, I'm out. I'm out.
My parents have told me, but my older brother is still on all these things. And I told them once he's off, I get a year after that because I'm a year younger than him.
I was
so
like,
it'll never happen.
I'll Venmo you however much a month, but you can't make me go get my own. Do I have to change my number? I don't even know.
But like, I don't know how to do these things. Yeah, just keep me on yours. I'll pay for it.
We're not doing it.
But that's not working here.
Now we're at Crunch Fitness with the Toms. So Sandoval had a dream that James got fired. Dude, it wasn't a dream.
It's real. James is gone.
Tom Sandoval's eye, though, still looks insane. I have a feeling Kristen did that. Like, I kind of just think Kristen smacked him so hard that
I don't even know. I would have to watch that fight in slow-mo. I didn't even really watch it.
Yeah. Also, okay, can I – look, I'm a big Tom Sandoval fan, but this dude's talking about drinking at work, and he is so above it, and he's so – he's too good, and I bet he is, but just shut the fuck up. We've all wanted to drink at work. I get it. A 10 out of 10.
Well, like, yeah, come on. I don't really think that's that big of a deal until it's brought up in front of the boss. Like, don't judge your fellow coworkers for doing it.
If you're not tipping over drunk – if you're still doing your job, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
To your fellow coworkers. Like, I get why Lisa's pissed. It's like, you're stealing my booze, but.
Yeah, that's bad. But or Peter, who's got to be the one to go out there and be like, yo, stop drinking.
Yeah.
But Tom Sandoval, who the fuck does he care if Kristen drinks? Whatever.
And it seems like everyone does. So, like, stop railing on her about it.
Yeah. And his suspension is also going to really hurt his wallet. These people must have not saved from their two successful seasons on a Bravo TV show.
Maybe they were in like loads of debt though. So,
I hope because these people are really depending on this job.
I don't really know. But he's going to use this time wisely and he's going to de-Kristen his life.
Mm-hmm, thank God.
Which I don't know how you do that. So, good luck.
She's also suspended. So, you guys have nothing but time to hang out. So, if anything, this is just a curse in disguise. Okay. How are Tom and Katie? They're in sex debt.
Drought.
Talk about a debt that you can't pay back.
Oh, God, seriously.
These two got finances. They got their finances figured out, but not their sex. Oh, it's crazy.
This is always kind of sad to see when people like actually are willing to talk about it. That's how bad it is. When they're not even embarrassed about it anymore.
They're just like, yeah, I don't even know what a penis or a vagina looks like anymore. And you're like, ooh, that sucks because you're actually in a relationship. Like, you sleep next to one every night. That's the thing.
If you're in a relationship willing to talk about this, it must be so bad.
I wish just to like, so it'd be less embarrassing. I wish they were long distance. I wish they didn't live together. I wish they didn't like work for the same person now, but it's all the same.
Although it would kind of be worse if it was long distance and they saw each other and still didn't have sex.
Oh, that'd be bad. Ooh.
Like what's the point of being in a relationship?
I just assumed if they were long distance, eventually when you saw each other, you would have sex, right?
Did he even say how long it's been?
No. No, we just go straight into Ariana and Tom Sandoval having tons of sex.
Yeah, they're going at it like bunnies, which is even harder to hear.
But Tom Schwartz like doesn't seem to care. He's like, yeah, I haven't had sex in so long. I'm like a reborn again virgin. Bye.
Oh.
And he like doesn't even care. Which, whatever, Tom, do your thing. You don't want to have sex? Don't have sex. If Katie's okay with it, you both seem fine.
They seem content. You know what? They really don't fight that much. I know we got a few fights with them last season, but not like everybody else.
That's why they're not having sex. Tom keeps pouring drinks on Katie's head.
That was so long ago.
People don't forget. Girls don't forget.
Well, they're definitely not having drunk sex since they just yell at each other.
I love that. So now we talk about like, oh, we're so happy Kristen's out of Tom's life. This could have gone on for so much longer. Thank God it happened when it did. And then Tom Schwartz goes, she could have dragged this on forever. She could have tried to get pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, is that who Kristen wild? Is?
I kind of feel like that could have been a last minute Hail Mary, at least a faked pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
which is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look scary. At the link she's going to, and they're not in a relationship.
Can you imagine Tom Sandoval being like, Kristen, I'm breaking up with you. And she's like, then you're breaking up with our baby too. And it's just like, what? What
the fuck? And she somehow has always had like a sonogram, like a fake sonogram on her like phone. Like, look at the baby.
Did you ever watch the Office episode where, did you watch The Office at all?
I did, but I don't really.
Okay. Like, Jackie watches The Office. So we're doing this for our patron. There's an episode where like these two people are dating. The guy's not really into it. He leaves. He comes back for like a day and this girl's trying to win him back. And she's basically like, can we go on a date? And he's like, no, I don't want to go on a date with you. And she's like, fine, but I'm pregnant and it's yours and I'm keeping it. And then it cuts to her interview and she's like, I'm not pregnant. That's Kristen. Her basically. Bravo interview is just like her chugging wine, being like, I'm not pregnant. Okay. And then Tom Schwartz struggles with weight. So we just leave. Thank God.
Barely any working out here.
So now we're at Villa Rosa. It's the opening day of Pump. We don't care what Lisa Vanderpump's going to wear because most importantly, what's Jiggy going to wear?
Honestly, the start of the show, the sex, what does she call him? The sex muffin?
The sex monster.
Sex monster.
I thought Lisa looked really good with her hair when they were brushing it and her hair was straight. I thought that was a good look. She usually has a little curled, but I really liked it straight.
She has good hair.
She comes out in that purple dress though with the boobs. How does this bitch have a better body at 60 than I do at 25? Right?
I was like, those look good.
I know. And this, she's like looking at her. I don't know if he was a stylist or what, but he was gay. Cause she's like, do you think the gays will like this? And he's like
no,
he literally goes, your boobs. And she's like, but will the gays appreciate them? And he's like, we're gay. Kinda.
Like, yes, we'll appreciate you.
We'll appreciate fabulous, it.
But we will never appreciate your boobs. Do you think they're real or fake?
I think they're real.
I think they are too. And it kind of annoys me.
Oh, I wish she was fake and she's not. Ugh.
I did not like the necklace though when she was like walking out later. No. Or I don't know if she walked out now or not, but I didn't really like it.
But that dress is just such a nice little number. I like how clean cut it. There was not a crease there. There was no crease.
Fuck. She looked amazing.
Oh, I'm mad. Okay, so let's go to the Sir Lowen. Stassi's here. She sits at the bar and is served by Kristen the bartender, not Kristen Doty, because she's
crazy
suspended.
Kristen
Christina Kelly comes to say hi. She's sad she's working at Sir, but she can wear anything, so it's like fine.
I love how like Stassi compliments. She's like, I don't want to be here, and she's like, yeah, but you look fabulous in anything.
So skinny. And Christina's like, yeah,
I know.
And then Katie comes to say hi. Okay, I have a question for you. So do you think Christina Kelly and Katie are really friends, or do you think they're more friends through Stassi?
I think they're friends. Like, I think they're friends through Stassi, and they're probably getting closer at this moment because they've got no one else. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that too. Like I kind of get like, I don't want to say awkward vibes off Katie and Christina, but I don't think those two like hang out much. Like, yeah, I think Stassi has to be there.
I've always learned three people in a friendship does not ever work. No. So in a way, it seems like they're both kind of competing for Stassi.
Stassi's love.
Without it being like a real competition, you know, like they're not like bitchy about it with each other, but there is kind of always a, well, who's better friends with her?
Like, I highly doubt they hung out when Stassi was in New York, aside from work. Like, I think that was the extent.
It's not like they're texting each other like, hey, maybe there was a work function and they texted each other like, hey, are you going to go? Like, what are you wearing? That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. So now we all raise our hands because we've all been personally victimized by Kristen Doty.
Me.
Yay. Stassi does not pay for her drink. Poor Kristen, the bartender, gets no tip.
I think this is hilarious. She's like, put it on my tab. Like,
I'll get you on the way out.
Yeah. I love that one. I feel like I would kind of do this.
Okay, now we're at Pump. Tom Schwartz and Jeremy are here. They're setting up. Sheena's in the back working hard in the kitchen. But then, like, I wrote down, like, she's working hard. And then, like, she's not working that hard because she's asking Tom Schwartz for a drink. So
this is classic Sheena, I feel like, at a party where she's not really working until, like, it's the actual event. She does not do setup. She doesn't do breakdown. Mm-hmm. Like, she can like do her job.
The when her job is, it's time for job.
Yeah, she's not helping out otherwise.
She doesn't do overtime.
No, I'm not here. I'll sit here and watch.
So now we're at Sir, and our friend James is here. So it's like Peter, we see James pull up in the back and we're like, oh, what's he doing? Because Kristen's suspended. So he's not picking her up and he's fired. And then Katie and Peter are talking, super cute exes, just chatting about the meeting. Katie's like, I'm so proud of you for yelling at Kristen. Ooh, Katie's not having any sex.
I had to like step up and I had to finally speak up and say it.
I bet Katie had more sex with Peter she dated him than she did. Does Tom Schwartz. I'm going to finish my thought. I love a good
Peter obsession is railroading this podcast.
I don't think so. No one's complained about it yet on a review. So then we like see past them and James is clocking.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In, and Katie's like, the fuck is he what doing here? And Peter's like, I don't know, but I'm going to go find out. So now we're at the pump opening party. And we see all these fun celebs, including Joyce from the dinner party episode, which is one of my faves from season 2. And Peter shows up to talk to Ken, even though Peter's not invited. Or did Lisa invite him?
What are you doing
here,
Peter? You're supposed to be working.
And Peter's like, actually, I was invited, but that's not why I'm here. So then Peter tells Ken that Jim showed up. And Ken's like, why? We fired him. And Peter's like, I just want to make sure we fired him.
This was weird to me. Just tell him he's fired and get the fuck out.
I kind of feel like this was a producer being like, go ask Lisa. And Peter's like, okay. Like,
yeah, especially since it's so close. It's just, you would think Peter would have enough authority to just be like, you were fired, GTFO.
Yeah, and if anything changes, I'll call you. But nothing's changed right now.
Yeah.
So Peter's going to go take care of that. But now we're going back to the actual party. Sheena's killing it in the kitchen. Lisa's really nervous. So Sheena's trying to show that like, it's fine. I don't really know what she's doing.
I got this covered. It seems like there's past hors d'oeuvres and Sheena is just making sure that everything I guess they like out. Get on the plate, that they're being circulated, maybe telling them what they need more of. I think she's managing the order.
I think this is like a common thing too. When like you're doing past hors d'oeuvres, you have to make sure they go out at certain times and like what goes first and are we out of that? And do we need another?
Making sure like there's a variety out on the floor at the same time.
Exactly.
So we're big on hors d'oeuvres.
I love a good hors d'oeuvre. I love past apps. Meredith and I met over past apps.
That's right.
Okay, so Schwartz is trying to show Lisa that he's on his best behavior. During this time, Lisa gets a nice little note from the gay community, saying what a delight she is.
So cute.
It's so cute. So Stassi now is at this party. She dipped out on her tap at Sir and came here.
Came to the open bar here.
Jeremy comes to say hello. Look at this friendship.
I love this. She's like chit-chatting with the staff and you know the people she likes, but ready to be at this open bar. She just definitely didn't want to miss that.
Well, another girl's at this open bar and her name is Sheena Marie. She Wild. Comes. I love how Sheena like must have spotted Stassi and was like, that's the bar I'm gonna stand at.
I'm done working. Past apps are going fine. Time for me to party.
So they like do like a weird, like, hey, you're back. Cheers. And Sheena's like, we haven't really spoken much. And Stassi's like, yeah, you know why.
You know why.
And Sheena's basically like, no. And the whole fight.
Cut me off.
I don't really know. And Stassi's like, that's not what really happened. You're not the victim. And so basically the whole fight is that. Well, Sheena's mad because Stassi made a mockery of Sheena's wedding by making fun of being a bridesmaid. And Stassi's mad that Sheena tweeted/retweeted mean things said about Stassi. So I think this whole conversation kind of sucked, but we can go into it.
This was dumb.
Because I think both of them did exactly what the other one thinks they did.
Did we actually... Okay, when Sheena was talking about Stassi making fun of the wedding, did this happen last season or was this off camera?
I have a feeling it was off camera.
Okay.
Because
I was like, I don't remember this. Stassi was pretty like hyped on Sheena.
Yeah.
About the wedding.
The only thing we saw was Stassi was kind of like, ooh, she asked me to be her bridesmaid, which was weird, but okay. But I think off camera something happened because at the reunion, Sheena was like, Stassi's no longer a part of my bridal party.
Yeah.
So I think there's something happened. And then there were people that were tweeting things about Stassi. And yes, Sheena just may have happened to press retweet.
I didn't tweet about you. I just retweeted.
That's awesome.
People are so
honestly annoying. Honestly, that made me laugh because it was just like Stassi didn't even know what to say because she was just like, what?
She's like, it's the same concept. Like, I'm sorry that you didn't have the original thought.
I just don't know why Stassi cares. That's even less to care about. Sheena didn't even think about it on her own. And basically, Sheena's like, okay, well, like, cheers because this is going nowhere and leaves. And we're all like, thank God because that was just awful on both ends. Honestly, I hated it.
So next.
We're back at Sir. This is the best conversation. So Jax like sees Christina Kelly and he's like, hey, what's up? And Christina's like, hey, yeah, Sir's so dead, right? And you know Christina doesn't like Jax. So that made this even funnier.
Yeah, she's just like, oh yeah, it's dead. I mean, everybody's at Pump.
Which is where Stassi is. And Jax is like, oh my God, I didn't know. And Christina's like, yeah, she was at Sir earlier. And Jax is like,
what?
She was here?
Why came she here?
And Christina's like, why the fuck do you care? Jax said he wanted to say hi and see if Stassi's okay. And Christina's basically like, why? You fucked your best friend, obviously. She's like,
You ruined her life. Yeah, I didn't ruin her life.
And then Jax is like, I'm really close to her family. And Christina's like, no, you were close to her family. I want to see how they're doing. And she's like, no. Her family's, what did she say? Stassi's fine. Her family's fine. Her dog is fine. Everything's fine. No more highs.
Yeah. I love when she goes, no more highs.
Like, and she's literally like, there's nothing between the two of you. Stop trying to contact her.
You're not close with her family. You used to be. She's fine. Leave her the fuck alone. Which is a good best friend. I love how she handles
10 out of 10. Do you think this is the dog that, remember, like, it was Jax's dog, but then her and Stassi.
I think it is.
So this is Jax's ex-family's dog?
Yes. I think it would have been addressed if the dog had passed.
Wasn't there another, like, little dog that Stassi adopted? Venice or something? Yes.
She got a little dog like last season, and it's never been spoken about again.
But we still have Jax's dog? I'm confused.
Maybe that isn't even Jax's family
dog. Is Venice okay?
I don't know. I wish we could get nameplates under all these dogs every time we saw them. So we can follow the dog trail.
I need to know. Okay, so now at Sir, but in like the back air, in the behind Sir, James and Peter go to have a talk because James is working and he was fired. So I love, quick note, Ariana's also back here. It looks like she's sipping on a water, just trying to like take a break.
Yeah.
Now she's got a show. So Peter's basically like, hi, you were fired today. Why are you here?
You need to go.
And James said he called Nathalie and he cares about his job, so he came into work. And I'm like, was Nathalie not aware that you were fired?
I was thinking the same thing. I wanted to know what the conversation between Nathalie and James was.
But how stupid if he's like, Nathalie, I just want to make sure I could still come in for my shift. And Nathalie was like, okay. And like, if she didn't know, she'd be like, okay, have a great day.
Yeah, I don't know. This was weird because it made it seem like James kind of should be there.
Yeah. So then Peter's basically like, okay, well, like, Lisa doesn't want you here, so you should leave. And James is like,
leave and we'll figure this out later if it's a problem. Like, if we're wrong.
So he goes to clock out and Peter just like looks at Ariana, who's like, sorry, I'm here. This is weird. I guess I was here first. And then James comes back out and is like, Peter, you're doing all this because you have a problem with me because I'm dating Kristen. And Peter's like, I literally, like, what are you talking about? I watched you get fired today. I don't care who you date. And James gets it because Peter is Tom's boy, but that doesn't mean that Peter should hate James. Peter or James works his asses off and he never stole a glass of sangria. And Peter's like, nah, bitch, you stole pictures.
Okay, here's the thing. There was also mention about how Peter and James used to like hang out. I guess they used to like work out together.
Work out. They used to work out. And Peter's
and
like,
Peter's like, I don't hate you. We used to hang out all the time. And he was like, exactly. I told you it's because I started dating Kristen. Okay, dude, people like, maybe dislike you for somebody you're dating. She's fucking crazy. But as a manager, he probably has not really treated you different.
No. And honestly, Peter does hate Kristen, but if Kristen can still somehow work there with Peter, then
you definitely can, especially as a bus boy. Like you're not really that important for him to like hate you.
Oh, I know. So basically Peter's like, just get the fuck out of here. Okay. And, we get another shot of Ariana, who's just like, I'm wrong place, wrong
eyes
time.
Eyes wide, like, my break's over.
And James drives away in his Beamer.
Come on. Don't you dare make fun of his car.
His Beamer. Right? Wasn't that it? Yeah, that was it. It was in the nice parking garage.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the street.
Hell no.
Okay, so now we're at Pump. Schwartz is making drinks. Stassi comes to say hi. Schwartz made this margarita and then the dude that ordered the margarita left. So Schwartz is like, hey, Stassi, can I interest you in this margarita? And Stassi's like, no, I'd like a Pumptini, which is like a drink that Schwartz doesn't know how to make at the opening of Pump.
But he blames it on the lack of raspberries.
Yeah, we don't have enough raspberries. I can't make you this drink. But it looked like Stassi was already drinking a Pumptini in the scene with Sheena. And it was just like a pink drink. There were no raspberries in it.
I think it was just exactly. I think, he has no clue what's in it. So he's just like, sorry, we're out of raspberries over here. We can't.
That's why you always go to Jeremy and never go to Schwartz. He's really out of his element, though. He says he's not used to working. He hasn't worked for 4 years and he's sweating. Meredith, I can't sympathize with this. I can't.
Well, I kind of get it. Like, if you're out of, like, the workforce for a little bit, like, the first time you work again is going to be a little nerve-wracking.
I can't sympathize, though.
This is the first time. He's just done odd jobs from here. So, I get it, like, him being nervous and being like, man, I'm sweating a lot. Like, but, like, don't say you're not cut out for this.
It's his first day of work, and he's already thinking about when he can retire.
I know.
You gotta calm down. His element would be way more of like the neighborhood dive bar on the corner.
Yes. Yes. That should not be at Lisa's restaurants.
That's very Schwartz. Because
there's like, he says something like, yeah, there's like 20 drinks on the menu here. Like, this is just a lot.
You need to go to one of their bars where they either get a beer, like a vodka soda, so you already know what's in it, or like a Long Island.
The basic Wells and like beer on tap.
Tap water. That's all I can serve. Okay. Stassi tells Schwartz about the Sheena combo. Schwartz is just, he's on Stassi's side. He doesn't seem like the type to play devil's advocate to anyone.
No, he's just
Katie.
Like playing along and like, they're just basically thinking, you know what, Stassi, the way they used to be, they're just now so far from where they used to be as friends.
Yeah.
So this is just not happening.
Well, the opening of Pump was a success. Ken and Lisa do a high five and a cheers.
Thank God, the hard work they put in. I know. It looks so pretty, though.
So now let's go work out with Kristen with her trainer, Trevor. They do a shot of whiskey and then some Muay Thai. This is where I thought Kristen destroyed Tom Sandoval's eye because this bitch she's got a kick. Not that she kicked him in the face, but this bitch's kick, I was like, Jesus Christ, I'll never fight her ass.
Yeah, she did. Can punch. She looked pretty strong. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She shot Trevor back at that one kick. And he was like, okay,
he was like,
whoa,
you got some power on those legs.
Okay, so now we're at the batting cages with Ariana and Tom. Oh, Tom Sandoval sucks at batting cages. I felt really bad. Ooh, sucky. Do they play a lot of
amazing?
But isn't St. Louis? St. Louis is a big baseball town, isn't it?
We watch baseball. That doesn't mean everybody who comes out of St. Louis is a magical baseball player. It means we're really great at drinking beer and sitting in stands.
This can't be his first time at the batting cages, and that's what it looked like. I mean, like, I played softball, and I wasn't very good at hitting either, but I could hit one or two maybe. I
like want to proudly sit here and say I'd be pretty good. Like I'd be decent in some batting cages, but can't tell you the last time I was in a batting cage. Probably was in grade school.
Mine was last year at this bar in Chicago called Sluggers. And I was in heels. There?
Oh, was very, fuck.
Yeah, it was very, I was like, I don't want to do this. But then yeah. I did it and I hit a few. Okay, so it's a very hot day in California. Hotter than balls because balls are not that hot. They're like body temperature. So Kristen has been hounding Tom about the cable stuff, but he thought he already took care of the cable box.
This is insane. Well, he's like, I put the cable box in my name, but it's under her social security number. And
no, he put it to his bank account. So his bank account, but it's under Kristen's name and social security card.
And but Ariana's like, okay, that was dumb. That like you shouldn't have mixed it all together. Like now it's definitely mixed.
Yeah, she's literally like, you need to cut ties, and all you're doing now is just like keeping
you're getting it
ties.
Messier. Yeah, yeah.
I love what Ariana says about Kristen being human spam, and you unsubscribe, but then you get an email saying that you unsubscribed, and it's like, bitch, I unsubscribed, so I wouldn't
leave
get
me
emails.
Alone. Great analogy there, Ariana.
And then Kristen, though she's like seeing James, if she were single, her dating profile would say, Kristen loves long walks on the beach, drinking at work, and torturing Tom. Fun. Who wouldn't want to date that? Okay, now we're at Stassi's new apartment. Katie and Schwartz are here with some deliveries. This is a fucking nice-ass apartment for someone without a job. I want to know how much Patrick's making. Stassi invested her Bravo money from the past two seasons
into
correctly.
Her relationship.
This was it.
I'm sure his we'll think about it. He was living in New York, so I'm sure rental prices there were insane. And he has a nice job. He works for Sirius Radio.
I think he had a studio there because they do talk about how Patrick is spending less money in LA for a place that's five times the size of his New York apartment, which is insane. But LA's not a cheap town.
No, but I think it just has more space, like we talked about. Like New York, it's just all up on top of each other.
Oh, maybe. Well, they make some drinks. There's also a giant jug of Pedialyte on the counter that I just wanted to point out. It was orange.
Have you ever
flavor.
Drank Pedialyte? I never have.
Yeah, it's like not. I think I always go into it like, ooh, this is gonna like revive me, and then it just tastes like so sweet, like juice, and I'm just like, oh, I don't enjoy this.
I've never drank
whatever.
It.
So, like, let's take a tour of the apartment, right? We have the bedroom, and then there's a place for Patrick's work studio
or
nursery. I was like, oh, okay. We see where Stassi's going.
Wow. We're still young.
Again, we joke about Katie and Tom not having sex, but they both joke about it horribly. Like, it wasn't even a funny joke. It was just like, how do you make sex? And I was like, that was a bad joke.
Yeah,
it
but
was
they're
a
kind
bad
of
bit.
Both in on it. We're like, one of them, I think, said like, oh, let's go home and have sex. And the other was like, no, let's not.
And they're like, okay. I bet, like, a part of me is like, they never have sex. And another part of me is like, I bet they have sex all the time, but everyone's assuming they don't. So they just go with it.
I wouldn't say all the time. I bet they have it a normal amount, but like all they're now the ones who are in the relationship longest.
Yeah.
That I'm sure as you go on in a, like they've probably been together, what, like 3 years, maybe?
No longer. I feel like,
well, I'm saying just like at least I'm sure every like, the
oh yeah,
you
at least
are together, the less
years.
You have sex. And so all of their friends are in very new relationships where
that's
they're
true.
Going at it like bunnies with Tom
fucking
and Ariana.
Like bunnies.
Yep.
We also get a nice flash to my favorite scene where Jax tells Stassi that she's better than a bottle of
vodka. I love
that
it.
Is my favorite.
And she answers, of course I am.
Of course I am. So we're going to cheers to a fresh start at Stassi's new place.
Woo.
So now we're at Sir. Peter's here. He's not a fan of people touching him. Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't see somebody touch him, but his comment afterwards.
Yeah, someone like brushed him as they walked past, like a little like, hello. And Peter was like, what the fuck? And then Lisa comes over and touches him. So I think he was about to be like, what the fuck? But it was Lisa. So he's like, oh, hey, bitch. What's up?
Hey, girl. Hey, boss. So
Lisa and Peter talk a little bit. But it's quickly interrupted by James in a lovely chunky cardigan that I adore.
Rip that thing off like season one.
No, we're classy here. James wants to talk to Lisa. He doesn't really want Peter to sit in, but he respects both of them. But he wrote Lisa a letter. It's more private. I get
it. Well, you can tell he's trying to be nice here. He does not want Peter to sit in, but he can't really be like, fuck no.
Yeah. So this is where we find out in England, it's a normal thing to write a letter to someone to apologize. And it just shows that you sat down and you really thought about what you want to say to this person, which I think is very nice. I would love an apology letter once in a while.
Yeah, I agree. This is just kind of a weird concept to me. Whenever they mentioned it earlier, whenever Max mentioned it to James, I was like, I don't think I'd want a letter, but once it's read, I think it's really cute.
It's cute because not only does she get a letter, but James reads Lisa the letter, which is so cute. I was like, oh my God.
I love that. And he does mention like, this is a British thing. Like you will never see Tom and Jax writing a letter.
Yes. I would really like my future boyfriend to watch this episode of Vanderpump Rules. And every time he makes me mad, write a letter and read it to me.
I don't want that. That would make me so, I don't want you to read it to me, to be honest. It would make me uncomfortable. I would love this. I'm already getting uncomfortable now.
I'd eat it up. So, it's basically an apology for everything he's done and how he's going to change. And he wants his job back. Lisa kind of feels bad for him because usually James is very arrogant. And now he just looks like a wounded puppy.
And he keeps talking, like he keeps just like letting all the words flow out. And he asks for like, how about a trial period? Like we can see how it goes.
He doesn't want to work at another restaurant because he has relationships at Sir. And Lisa's like, maybe that's the problem.
That's why this isn't working.
And James basically says like, we can do different shifts, like anything. I want to work here.
Anybody feels comfortable with, I will take. Like, he's willing to take anything at this point.
So Lisa's going to take the letter and she's going to think about it. We will see.
I think this is nice. Like, I think this seemed very heartfelt. If she gives him the job back, I'm not too upset because I think he really did work for it.
I think James really needs this job. I'm scared for his car payment. Beamer
payment. I'm scared. How embarrassing if, like, that Beamer gets towed away.
He'll have to take Honda Civic selfies. Sad. Okay, now we are at Tom Sandoval's apartment. Him and Ariana just fixing up the place a little bit. Tom gets a text on his insanely cracked iPhone. This was so like 2015 because
when everyone had cracks and screen phone protectors weren't as huge.
Oh, you just dealt with it. So he got a text from Kristen that she'll be stopping by in a second, and she's here. A second later, she appears. It's very awkward. I cannot even describe the awkwardness that I felt. Tom Sandoval invites Kristen in, but first Kristen's like, do you want to do it out here? Do you want to do it? And that's mainly because Ariana's in the room. So I think Kristen wanted to like have Tom to herself, but Tom's like, no, dude, like Tom's trying to be really nice. I feel like just come on into my apartment with Ariana.
He's not thinking about Kristen kind of wanting him back. He's just like, no, like it just, you can come in. Like, it's not a big deal. He probably thinks like, oh, she doesn't feel comfortable here, but like, let me welcome you in. And it's like, no, I didn't want her here.
Yeah. So Kristen's here for some closure and to get all of her stuff, which Tom has gotten together, but he did not get the cable stuff together. This is where Kristen informs him that she needs to return the equipment and Tom needs to get his own stuff.
Yes.
And this is so sad because Tom had some stuff on the DVR that he like really wanted to watch.
This is actually so sad. She should have given him like a warning.
It was just, to me, I was just like, oh man, this dude is so sad about his...
Because this is before streaming apps were a thing.
On demand. Like,
everything is on your DVR.
And Kristen's like, I don't feel bad about your DVR. And Tom's like, fine. Okay, and he like
the box.
He gives her the box.
I won't make a big thing about it, but like here it is.
Here's my box. Okay, so now Kristen, she starts like slightly crying. She's not like pure out sobbing, but there's like tears on her face that she's wiping away.
Her eyes mainly, are like watering heavily.
Yeah, mainly because Ariana's here and Kristen's like, it's hard to be in our apartment. To which I was like, I hate it all. I hate it all.
It's hard to watch Ariana in my old life. And I was like, okay, no, you guys don't have the same life though.
In a way, I can see where this would be really hard, right? You moved on, or your boyfriend moved on, a new girl moves in, and you really want him back. So all you're thinking about is like, this girl has like my boyfriend and my old life, and like it's sad. But also, Kristen cheated on Tom.
Like, yeah.
Also, Tom kind of cheated. He did cheat on Kristen, but Kristen betrayed Tom way more. So also, like, fuck you, kind of thing. Like, if this was like, I don't know, literally any other couple, but Tom and Kristen, I'd be like, oh, I feel bad for that girl. But I like don't.
Well, like let's say just one moment of cheating happened. It wasn't like the Jax moment. And like, let's just say Kristen slept with just someone else and not all the other cheating happened. I would still feel bad for Kristen in a way, like Tom move on and doing all these things.
But and knowing that she fucked it up.
Yeah. Everything that transpired in the unhealthy relationship that they had.
That's
and
true.
Even just like the things Kristen's doing now, I don't feel bad for you.
I don't either. On. And I don't want people to be like, but she's like, you know, she's sad. She's trying to cope with it. I get that. But also she kind of caused it. So like,
it's that she did it twice that really.
Oh my God. I forgot feelings. It was twice. I literally forgot.
I don't have any remorse sympathy. For her.
No.
And then the James thing. And then talking about Miami girl.
James used Tom's condom.
Yes. Like there are just so many things where I'm just like, I don't feel bad for you. And just because like you seeing Ariana sitting in this apartment is triggering for you because she's never sat in this apartment, that like, that's why you're upset. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're not. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Kristen. You did it twice. That's enough for me. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So Kristen tells Tom, she just wants to be over this, to which Tom is like, I'm over it. I've clearly moved on. And you've also kind of moved on. And if you could stop involving yourself in my life, that would be awesome. Tom, you know, he sometimes feels bad that Kristen's this upset. And I think that's a part of him that's like loved her for 6 years and they lived together.
He doesn't want anything negative for her. Like this is clearly negatively affecting her.
Yeah. But also he like doesn't feel bad because she's a psychopath that cheated on him twice with his best friend. So, Kristen does say she's happy as she's wiping away her tears.
And Tom goes, you don't look happy.
I'm
and then
sorry.
Of course she's like, just like, please don't be hateful. And he's like, I'm not.
I almost pissed myself at this because he's like, anything I've done is in response to things that you have done. So like you're telling people that I cheated on Ariana when I'm saying I didn't. So I'm not going to be very nice to you, but you take that as like, I'm hateful for no reason. There's a reason. And Kristen's like, I don't understand.
You're just like, you made a fight happen at Sheena's birthday. And he's like, you've been spouting rumors about me for months.
I like can't. Kristen needs to cut these ties.
Like just take the box and go. Oh, I don't even need the DVR things anymore.
I love Ariana watching this whole thing. She's not laughing. She's not crying. She's just watching this like it's a mess. It is.
This is the second uncomfortable interaction she has seen because she had to watch the James and Peter showdown in the back of Sir.
She did both of those with grace because honestly, part of me would have wanted to laugh or done a thing where I just like completely removed myself and been like, this is a mess. I don't want to be a part of.
She has not made one comment in either of those conversations.
And this bitch does not look away. She is like looking, kind of playing Candy Crush, but also like staring straight at him. This bitch is so cool as a cucumber.
I feel like if I was Ariana in this Tom and Kristen situation, I would have been like, I'm going to go into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to go sit down in there.
I probably just for like, cause when I'm uncomfortable, I like try and make jokes. I would have done that thing where I just like look at the camera, like a Jim from The Office type of thing. And like, been like, oh,
looks like we're not watching that movie we talked about.
Uh-oh. Kristen, you crying still? Just would have been bad. Like,
I guess the three seasons of The Office I recorded on that DVR are gone.
Damn it, we're missing American Idol again. So Kristen really thought this would be some sort of closure. She says, but it like wasn't. And she says she's always going to think about Tom, even when she's married with children, which Kristen's not married with children. I don't think so. So I don't think James has given her any children anytime soon.
No.
So this might be a while this is forever.
If you're saying that now, like these are the things, Kristen, we don't say aloud. We don't say, I'm never going to get over you.
Do you think anyone that like dates her now or in the future, or whatever, refer back to this and be like, so is this still an issue that I should know about?
I don't know, because like, okay, I think after major breakups, kind of like this, when you think I'm never going to get over this person, but yes. You don't say it aloud to a TV show where your future mm-hmm. husband and children can reference it and say, hey, are you over that guy, Tom?
Yeah. You don't even say it to your friends at some point. You're like, no. Yeah, I don't even give a fuck. And then you go home and cry by yourself.
Yeah,
do it.
Yes.
Go by home.
Sometimes you can say like, oh, I feel like I'm not over him. I'm never going to get over him.
Or like, oh, it sucks to see him. But it's not like if he's not in your field of vision, which like, unfortunately, Tom and Kristen work at the same place. Maybe Kristen should get a new job if it's this upsetting. Maybe her and James should have moved to like, I don't know, fucking butt fuck nowhere and maybe find someone new to obsess over. This is a lot.
This is
a lot.
Because this is about to kind of be morbid, but it's not like he passed away and like you're thinking about the what ifs. You guys fucking cheated on each other all the time in your relationship. This was unhealthy.
This was not meant to be a mess.
This isn't the one that got away. He is not the one that got away.
I pray for Kristen's future children who may see this and know their mom is in love with Tom Sandoval five ever.
I pray that somehow we learn how to delete things off the internet before she has children.
Kristen leaves finally. And Tom says to Ariana that he kind of feels bad. And Ariana's like, don't feel bad. That was awful. hopefully this is the end of Tom and Kristen. Because somehow, even when this relationship is not a relationship, it's still bugging the fuck out of me.
This is just ridiculous. Like, let's loosen the grip a little bit, Kristen. Like, we don't need to go to our ex-boyfriends and cry, like, basically 10 seconds within stepping into.
Also, how did you not think his live-in girlfriend would be there?
I don't know.
Like, this was she weird. Just like, Ariana, if it was that big a deal, wait, Tom is suspended. Wait for Ariana to have a shift at Sir.
Yeah.
Okay? Have Sheena text you when Ariana's working so you can go. I understand. Okay. Well, next time on Vanderpump Rules, Tom Schwartz walks out on a shift and Katie is pissed. We have the OK Magazine party and everyone will be there except Jax, who got a nose job and he needs his drugs. And it looks like there's a big fight between the gang and Stassi. Stassi's back in the lion's den.
She's kind of lost all of her power.
Yeah, no one
cares
anymore.
She doesn't have a grip on all these people.
You don't work with us. We don't need you anymore.
Nope.
They've lived for 6 months without her. They don't need her.
Nope.
Okay. Accepted. Blocked. It's time.
Do you have thoughts on yours?
I feel like last time I gave it to like an under, you know, like not a main character, but like an under character. And I don't know if I want to do that again. I don't know if I want to go with more of a main character.
You're talking about accepted?
Yeah. Blocked, I feel like I always block a main character because I hate 90% of them most of the time.
I feel like I'm going to change my answer again. I have it written down, but like, man, I hyped myself up on someone else.
Ooh, do you want to go first? Which one are you going to do?
I think I'm going to go with my original one, though.
Okay, for blocked or accepted?
Accepted.
Okay, which one's your original one?
I'm accepting our girl Stassi. Because she made some power moves by rolling into Sir at a very calculated time too, where most people wouldn't be there. So she can say she went back. She, you know, saw her besties and, you know, got that out of the way and then rolled right into the pump party and is not an employee. She's a guest. That's a status move. Like Sheena had to work the party and then could like kind of hang out. Everybody else had to work it. That's not that fun.
You're not wrong.
And she has a new apartment. Like, she's moving on up from when she kind of came crawling back.
Who is your blue ribbon? Can I ask?
Ariana.
Okay. That's my blue ribbon as well. Okay. Because I'm not going to pick her. Okay, I'm going to pick Christina Kelly because she is the best friend I've ever fucking seen. Okay. This bitch is not afraid of her. Didn't like her best friend's boyfriend to begin with. Not afraid of the ex. Basically schools his ass and is like, leave her alone. Okay. She got your email. No, she doesn't want to talk. You're not part of her family anymore. You fucked her best friend. You fucked it up. Everything's fine. You don't have a dog anymore. Suck it up.
Okay. And Ariana's just killer at these awkward conversations. Ariana's
great. I think though we're gonna see a lot more of Ariana. So I'm gonna save more her. Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Block. I could block everyone.
I'm blocking James. This is fucking ridiculous. You do not show up to your old employment basically and clock in without having a conversation.
I gotta block Kristen. We'll just block the power couple.
Yeah, this, oh my God.
Stop going to your ex-boyfriend's apartment that used to be yours. Smoking cigs everywhere. Stop.
Kristen, it seems like she does want him back, you know, like she misses what she used to have. But this isn't the route you go. Like,
girl, you gotta act cool.
Pathetic.
You gotta
be
cool as a cucumber.
Cry in your car as you drive home.
You gotta make it seem like you don't even give a fuck. This relationship, you know, like this relationship meant a lot to me, but I understand.
Well, you can like say the things like, this is really hard for me. You know, it's weird to like be here again. You can say those things, but please don't sob.
Oh, this was hard as can be to watch.
And then tell him not to be so mean to you.
I'm sorry, Kristen. It's not a thing. Oh my God, it's so hard to watch. Okay, yay. So that's the end of this episode. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review, join our Facebook group, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon, patreon.com/vanderpasta. We're about to do an after show for it. So like, it's exciting.
I have actually a lot of thoughts. I've been thinking a lot.
We have thoughts. So thank you so much for joining us. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.